Just have an idea that you've thought through and communicated directly, and think of your reader, and everything will be fine. It was such a great lesson that I never to this day haven't forgotten about it. It had a major impact on my writing. Who were the earliest positive inspirational influences on my life? As a child, I would have to point out my sister, my older sister, who I'm still very close to, Leslie, 4 years older than me. Growing up, we were very, very close, and we had such a similar sense of humor that she made me feel comfortable about myself. She had a major, major impact on how I developed socially and my relationship to women. So she was a very positive impact. And then I had a very close friend who I'm still very close with, Elliot Shane, who's a really good writer and a poet, lives in the Bay Area. Elliot and I, we just really clicked. We were very creative. We had our own kind of radio show that we built, which was incredibly juvenile, but we had a lot of fun. And Elliot and I ended up, when we were 17, 18, taking a trip around the country in a VW van, and we had the weirdest adventures. It was almost kind of frightening what it was like on our own, traveling all over the United States. He had a big impact on me. But then I'd have to point out one other person. My high school English teacher, Mr. Smith. I forget what his first name was. Maybe Robert. Mr. Smith was a very strange guy, but he was a really good teacher. He wasn't strange. He just had a kind of a strange sense of humor, I think. Anyway, he taught English, and I had him for what's called AP English, Advanced Placement English. I thought I was like this really young hotshot who was a great writer. You know, I was 16, man, I was the hottest thing on the planet. And I turned in this essay I remember very vividly, which I thought was really fancy and really good with all these three-syllable words in it. I was expecting an A+. Got it back, and it had a C on it. It had all this red pencil marks. I was like, what the hell? What's wrong here? And Mr. Smith explained to me, he said, Robert, when you write an essay, it's not about you. It's not about showing off. It's not about all your clever little language and phrases. It's about communicating an idea. And your communication of the idea got lost in all of this language that you were creating and all this kind of weird poetry that you thought you were writing. Just have an idea that you've thought through and communicated directly, and think of your reader, and everything will be fine. It was such a great lesson that I never to this day haven't forgotten about it. It had a major impact on my writing. And whenever I write something to this day that I think smacks of being kind of self-indulgent, which I'm trying to show off, I hear that little Mr. Smith voice in my head kind of being kind of cranky and telling me that's the wrong way to go. You're actually being very selfish, and you're writing poorly, you're not communicating your idea. So my childhood friends, my sister, Elliot, God bless him, he's still alive, and he'll live a lot much longer, and then Mr. Smith, those were three very important people who influenced me growing up.